Okay, so last time we began the inyan of touching Ishtonida during, whether he's chola, she's chola, and the machlok is the Beis Yosef and the Shach. So Rabbi Tachman reminded me that we had a packet in the Gia Barayos. Ben Katz sent it out to the Oilam, the 36-page packet. Sent it out to the Oilam. So I think that has all the things that the other packets have, plus more. So we'll do that. Okay, so first it speaks about Yichud. We have a special packet on Yichud. I don't think we're going to do Yichud right now, meaning we're not going to do, after Negev Arayis, we're not going to do Yichud Barayis, because that's a different topic. We'll maybe do that sometime later, and then we'll continue with the Harchakas. And then maybe after the Harchakas, we'll see one time we finish that. We could have some Bechina maybe before Pesach, or right after Pesach, I think. And then we'll continue with the last part. But it says here, Misyachet Adam im imo v'im bito, the end of the Mishnah here, on Kedushin and Payamid Beis, that you can have Yichud with your mother and your daughter, right? There's no issue Yichud. But then it says, V'yashan imohen b'kir of basar. So that is the halacha. I mean, obviously no one would do that today. It wouldn't be considered appropriate. But it means that the father and the daughter, and or the mother and the son, could sleep together, bikir of basar, even the touching each other's skin, right? Because not only there's no yichud, it is a yichud, but there's no iser negiyah. Because we assume that there's no hirhurim that are going to exist. So you could even be yashen b'kir of basar. But in Higdilu, once they get older, so then, zayishar b'ksusav, zayashen b'ksusav. So then they can't be b'kir of basar. They can't have their bodies touching each other. But they could have, they could sleep in the same bed, but each one wearing clothing. Which again, most of these things, we wouldn't do b'zman hazeh, even if it's not, because the way society is today, these things would be considered inappropriate. I don't want anyone to come away thinking that we're recommending to do this, but we're just saying that this would be considered, not be considered Isser Negia. And then there's a whole sugya there in Kedushin. And the Gemara says here, and it starts on the Pei Beis, that whole sugya of Higdilu, right, on page two, Pei Aleph on Beis. So how much is Higdilu, v'kama? Amar Rav Adbar Aza, Amar Rav Asi, Tinokas bat teisha shonim v'yom echad. So Tinokas, once she's 9 years old, or the Tinok, once he's 12 years old, so then it wouldn't be appropriate to have Kiruv Basar. Higadami Tinokas is 12 years old and Tinok is 13 years old. The two opinions. So it means that there, that the woman is developing in the way a woman normally develops, and so then it wouldn't be proper. And Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chizal, Shana El Shana Bushal Amari Ma'orim. Well, Bushal Amari Ma'orim is Aser. In other words, it also talks about when the child is not embarrassed to be without clothing on, so then it shows that there's no taiva, there's no at that point. So then the Gemara says, so what's the din by nida? So the Gemara says, on Shabbos, on Yud Gimel, we'll see this more, that Mikishish Nadir Eishes Reh, Ma'eishes Rehu Vivigdo Vivigdo Aser, that there was a pasuk in Yecheskel as Makish Eishes Rehu to Ishto Nida. So just like Eishes Rehu Vivigdo Vivigdo Aser, Af Ishto Nida, Hu Vivigdo Vivigdo Aser. Upligad Rabbadas, Dam Rabbadas says, Lo Osra Torah El Akur Vashul Gil Arayas, Bilvat. Rabbadas says, no, that you could be in bed with your wife and she's wearing clothing. The only Isser is actual Tashmish. Shenemar Yishish, Al Kol Sher Besor, Lo Sigruv Lagalo Serva. Ula, that Ula would kiss his sister. Gemara says, but it comes in contradiction with something else Ula said, because Ula says, "Afil shum kurva aser," that even with arayas, any type of kurva, you can't do with arayas. Mishum lech lech amrina nazir schor schor lekar melo sikrav. So the Gemara says that he used to kiss his sisters. So Tosa said the ban Tosas for uye yude batzva shaloyom volide hiru. In other words, he was. An individual who wouldn't, come to hear her. And like the Gemara says in Kesubis, the Rav Ad Bar Ava Markiv Le Akasve Markid, Markid. He would put the kala on his shoulders. So how could he do such a thing? He's carrying the kala. So the Gemara says Idami Luchon Kishura Lachayim Ilolo. In other words, if you have the Madrega, that when you are carrying a kala, it's just like carrying a piece of wood, like a beam. So if you have that, so then you have no hirurim, so then okay, in a hanami. But most people are not like that. So therefore, so most people are not like that. So mamela, it's aser. So you have any type of kurva, larayas, is aser. So there is a famous Rambam. Take a look at page 70, Surei Bia. The Rambam says, Hamchabek achas min harayas she'ein libo shel adam nokvo aleihem. If you hug one of the rayas that you don't have such a taiva for, or shenashal klachem hem gona choso agdola, your older sister vachos imo or your aunt, afalpi she'ein shom taiva v'lo hanok klal harizim meguna b'yoser. So it's Maguna b'Yosef Dover Oserhu u'Maisa Tipshimu. So in other words, everyone always speaks about the question, the aunt wants to kiss her nephew or a sister or things like that. So what's the story? So the Rambam writes that it's considered something Maguna. It's not proper. So where does this come from? See, in Halacha Zayin, he writes, you see, a father could hug the daughter and kiss the daughter. He could even, which again, this is not something that we would do b'sman hazeh. B'kir v'asar means that that they're skin to skin. But in Dilu, once they get older and more physically mature, so then they can still sleep together, but not, but they have to wear clothing. Which again, we wouldn't even do that, Bisman Hazeh. And but once they are old enough that they would be embarrassed to be naked, if, you know, walk around naked, so then that means that you can't do kiruv basar, but you could wear but they could still sleep together with clothing, which again we wouldn't do that today either. So the question is, but the first part of the Rambam is that with your sister and your aunt, in other words, with your father, daughter, so that's mutter. But what's a sister and aunt? We say that it's not as mutter as your father and daughter. You still shouldn't kiss. And so where does this come from? So Rav Kapach wrote a whole article about this. In Taimani Rabbi, in the Kovetz Bar Kai, starting on page 10. And he quotes the Stei Chemed, who quotes the Chidah, who quotes the Gaonim, that have a klal of Psak Halacha. Whenever it says, what's the Lashon HaGemara here? The Lashon HaGemara was in Shabbos Yud Gimel. It has Rapidas, that everything's that only Tashmish Mamish. And then after that, the Upliga, in other words, one opinion says that you can't be in the bed with your Ishtonida. But then Rapidas argues with that and says, no, this is only Tashmish. But then there's another Pliga that says that what? That any korban is us. So the Gaonim have a Masorah in Psak Halacha in the Gemara that whenever it says Upliga, the last Upliga is the one we follow. The Pliga Basra. So the last Pliga is the one that says that all kinds of Kira Basra is us. It will, in other words, so kissing anything with their eyes, except for father and daughter and mother and son. So Mamela, the Rav Kapach says that that's probably where the Rambam got it from. That from this Mesorah from the Gaonim. So therefore, if you kiss your sister, you kiss your aunt, that's a violation of all types of Kiruv Hazaseh. The one exception is the son, the father, and the father and the daughter, the mother and the son. So there we say the Yetzirah is totally off. So Mamela, there's no Isser for that, but. There are different levels. There's regular Arayis, which is a full Yetzirah, like Eshesish and things like that. And then there are Arayis like Achoso that doesn't have so much of a Yetzirah. And then you have Arayis of of the father and the daughter, that's even less. So that kissing is mutter. Of mutter av lechabek uvanashka. Right? With that we say that there's no yetzahara at all, and then we and meikar adin it's mutter bekir of basar until they mature, and even once they mature, it would be mutter to sleep in bed together. So, but again, that would be considered today. So someone to do that would be considered, because that's talking about even a woman, a daughter's mature to sleep in the same bed with her father. You know, that wouldn't be considered a proper thing today. Even though Bisman Chazal, they said that that was okay. Because the way the society is, that wouldn't be considered, you know. But technically speaking, that's the halacha that. Yeah. So that's the stechemed says the pliga basra. We always hold like the last pliga. And he goes through different cases in Shas, and Rav Kapach has that whole thing. He said, "V'chein ha'olro yotza ha'mehaniflag mehalacha." In other words, the last pliga is the one we follow, and whoever he's arguing is considered rejected. And this is an article on page 10 and 11 from the Kovetz Bar Kai. He says he has a whole article about pliga b'mishnas ha'Rambam. As it goes through Shas, wherever it says a pliga, it shows how the Rambam paskins like the last pliga.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Not a paskining. I mean, just obviously it's not as well, it's different, but like today, like I could see some instances where maybe you know, mother a son, or a father and a daughter might sleep in the same bed together, say one was going through a crisis or one was going sick or something. Was really saying that such a thing would be asked by maybe other poskim or contemporary poskim, or just
in other words, we're not going to, you know, have a father and a daughter. We're not going to allow the first thing either. The first thing is even without clothing on, you know, bikir and basa. That's when they're little, so that we're not going to allow. And even once they get older, that we allow with clothing, we're not going to allow that either.
Right.
But that's for societal reasons.
Mm.
In the Otsar Poskim, he discusses the difference between the Giyash and Yishpa. Okay. Taiva, Begish, Emba Taiva. And that was, you know, the discussion we had with the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the whole thing. Okay, so the famous question. So that's okay. That's okay. Father and daughter sitting in a car in the back seat. That's okay. That's not the same as you know, sleeping together. And then Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva here on page 20. About kissing krovim, v'dover l'nashek l'krovos, hine heter mamish hurak av l'bito, Ubaspito. In other words, when is there heter that's a father to a daughter or granddaughter, the daughter of his daughter, the aim libna, and a mother to the son or the son's son? Right. But other things, Ulakrovish Ali De Kedushin is a gober, Bas Ochiv, right? The daughter of his brother, so his niece, Bas Achoso, or his niece from the, right, Vishenu is a gober, Tzarech Limchos. So those things are is a gober, that's the Rambam. So Rav Kapach says, because there's a certain measure of taiva. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a different tshuva, or maybe it's in this tshuva also. But Rav Moshe has the different levels. There's when it's a mother, when it's a, you know, mother and a son, father and a daughter, there's no taiva at all. So the, but there's still a disabia, that's all right, it's all right. But and then achoso, there's a little bit of taiva. That's where Moshe ties it in with the din of yichud. You're allowed to have yichud with your sister, right? If chas v'shalom, the parents aren't there. I mean, there was a situation where a couple wants to rent an apartment together. See, a brother and a sister. They're both single. They want to rent an apartment together. So that already becomes an issue, because then that's considered dira b'kavua. So since Rav Moshe explains that since over there there is a measure of taiva by achoso, so then we ask, so yichud, there's always a yichud, right? The parents go away for Shabbos, and the husband, and then the children stay home alone, a brother and a sister, that's okay. But to have an apartment together, living bekvius, that's not proper. Because there is so kissing also is not proper. Kissing also is not proper. And Rav Kapa claims that he got it based on the pliga, you know, the two pligas. Then there's a so then the question about shaking hands. This is a very question that comes out a lot. If you're in the business world and a woman, you know, sticks out her hand to you, so what you should do. So Rav Moshe says, here, page 26. L'hoshid yad l'isha k'derech hanosim shalom b'hipaksham pasha cha'osr af l'pnuya, even a single girl. Sh'rehe nidos. Was there a need of? Kol sh'kei l'isha sish. To shake hands. And he writes here on page 27. Dover l'hoshid yad l'isha k'derech hanosim shalom v'adil pasha cha'osr, like he said over there. And he says, there's no contradiction between this halacha and the halacha of the going on the train during rush hour. Well, that's very clear, because over there, you know, here you have kavana to touch, right? Rav Moshe discussed that, the difference between having kavana to touch versus not having kavana to touch. The different Rabbis, this is how I discussed once with Rabbi David Feinstein, and people say over from Rav Soloveitchik, and you know, they call it the dead fish. You know, that the person sticks out your hand, and then the person just puts his hand there, and you know, like a dead fish. And you know, so some wanted to say, so that's what some Rabbanim permit the, you know, meaning you're totally, you're putting out your hand, but you're totally passive and type of thing like that. So that's, I think they say over from Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav David Feinstein said something, a similar thing to me once. However, even though it's not their taiva, right? It's not their taiva. So, but if you assume that, and the stipel here on page 31, he says, "Sinas yad leisha ain't sofek ki hu iser gomer the whole kravel leerva asura." So the question is, it's not derech taiva. So, but that's the question we saw in the Rambam that that taking pulse is also not derech taiva, but yet we still the Torah Shlomim says that you know that could be. You know, it could lead to. But then they say, Omer Meshem Marana Chazanish. Sheomer Sezel Bedin Yarek Val Yavor. So the Chazanish is very machmir, and we'll see. Rav Abadi writes in a Sefer, and I think he told me this also, that he heard from the Chazanish that the Shal of Yarek Val Yavor, because that's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that Bezrai Do Gil Arayas is Yarek Val Yavor. So you have a woman, so. She's a Nida, so it's Arias. So, and in other words, it's all based on the Beis Yosef's Shita of not taking the pulse. Of
Rebbe?
Yeah.
If she were married, would it be a Suffolk if she's a Nida or not? Then would we say for a Suffolk?
Well, if she's married, no. No, because if she's married, she doesn't have to be a Nida, because she's an Eish Hashish.
But Negiya, not Derechiba by an Eish Hashish, would be considered Abiz Raya to Gilei Raya's?
Well, if you're saying that that once you have physical contact, then it's very hard to draw, you know, to distinguish between Derechiba and not Derechiba. In other words, Rav Moshe permitted going on the subway. So you can go on the subway even if you're going to bump into an Eish Hashish. So Rav Moshe said, because you don't have kavana to touch her. But once you have kavana to touch, so then, you know, it's very, you know, and that's Rav Abadi here, right here on page 36. No gay lachitzas yad lanoshim kemosha knowing b'medinas elu shem people meet together they shake hands. So he says kvasher alti ani ba'atzmi l'godol hador shel fanenu mechaber sefer chazanish ve'omer li b'feirush shereg val yavar b'lachitzas yad lanoshim. Ve'in hevdel him bein hi eshesish o pnuya shakol osa. And she's going to get insulted. So he doesn't think that's a reason to be matter and ish shail of yar val yavar. So that's, you know, that's the Chazanish's view is the most chomer on this matter. However,
you mentioned from the Torah Shlomo that he answered the shach kash on the Beis Yosef that's only by ishtari that the giyah shalib there chiba is aser.
Right.
Are these places come out assuming like that?
Right, they're going a step further. Yeah, you're right. There was a Torah Shlomim only permitted for your wife to take her pulse, that you'll come to be their chiba. For someone else, maybe not. So that's the. So the one tshuva that's in print, that's the. Is on the more cooler side, is in the Sefer Nishmas Chaim. This Rabbi Skaidel once pointed out to me from Hagon Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. He writes, Asher Sha'al al Dvar, page 35, Nesinas Yadol Rishayim Ola Nochris, Yine Liten Yad Leposhim Ain Shum Isser Bezeh Okay, in other words, okay, that's something else. Plus says Yad Isha. Ratzon Mos Leisha Miyado Liyado Kadei Listakaba. A person is giving change to a woman, so he wants to be able to look at her while he's giving her change. Mevuar Dim Eino Mechavin L'Shum Dover. The Kol Shekein She'Eino Osa Kadei Listakaba. Shekol Masal Eini Shemizeh. If he's not Chavonet to look at her. Vada Im Yochel Lizar B'Zemar Tov. Avom Eif Shalom Linatzal Zagonim Hanochris Chikdima. Say a woman put her hand. She stuck out her hand. Ain't that all the shum here? Chas v'shalom, ain't laugh mirza. So, darchei darchei noam. V'avas v'ach to Hashem b'chechem u'chachomim shehi shem shemayim b'sayim v'al yodcha v'lo yomru al yirei Hashem shehi mishugoyim v'ainam b'alei derech eretz. So he says people shouldn't say that the rabbis or the Orthodox Jews are not b'alei derech eretz. So therefore he permitted it. So if you say like Sadi just said that because the mice it's not each don't need us, so it's not derechiba. So then that's the tzadkul. No, it's not derechiba. So maybe therefore that should be svar lahakil. So then you have this idea of being passive, the dead fish heter. So between those two, hopefully, you shouldn't be in that situation. But inevitable, people who are in the business world and things like that, it's going to be inevitable that's going to happen. So a person has to have some approach of how to do it in a way that they shouldn't say, Lo yomer al yirei Hashem sheim shugoyim ve'inam bali derech eretz. So either be more passive, or sometimes when a person explains it from before that you're an Orthodox Jew, and especially if somebody so then once they know that, then maybe the situation is difficult. So you have the most chomer dikah is the Chazon Ish's view, that it's total, there's no heter, and then you have the Shmas Chaim is, I guess, the more lenient opinion on this matter.
Maybe it's the same halacha goes both ways for a Jewish woman to shake hands with a Goyish man or a Faria man? Same problem?
A Jewish woman to shake hands with what? A Jewish?
In the office, in the business world.
Yeah,
on a woman the same as on a man?
Both. Both. But, yeah. So these are the possible ways of dealing with the shayla. So whatever could be avoided should be avoided. But on the other hand, you don't want to make a chilul Hashem. So you have these approaches here.
Well, what's the outlook about sitting on a plane or on a train or on a bus?
Yeah.
It's a long trip.
Right, so... So over there, that's more like Rav Moshe's tshuva about the subway. That you're not mechaving to touch. Right, Rav Moshe permitted to go on a subway. It's just, it could be at a place, it's a long trip. So sometimes people, ask if they could exchange the seat with somebody, so they shouldn't have to be 10 hours with something, a situation where they're not comfortable with. In other words, in a plane, it's very hard. But Pashas is not Darachiba. But still, it can be uncomfortable, even, you know, to be so close. So, you know. So, you know, you have to figure out. Sometimes you can ask if it's doable, you know. Change a seat with somebody or something like that. But Sani's right. In other words, the Torah Shlomim only said it. And you can't, the Shalom Kedera Chiba is only by your life. Because that could lead. But like someone else said, I think maybe Rabbi Tuchman said to me, but you know, you could say an opposite Svara. That, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that if it's not your wife, then also maybe you could say, you know, another, you know, that maybe Fakir, that's something like Rabbi Tuchman said, Mayim Genuvim, that's, you know, that could be something even more. That's Ma'orer the Taiva. So the Torah Shlomim's Vort, you know, you could say it, but we're talking about now, you could say the opposite also.
It wasn't the whole Vort that he was saying it, because the Lashon of the Rambam is pretty clear that it's only if you're doing it Derech Taiva.
Right. So the question is, but clearly, Poskim who prohibited the pulse, you know, you have to say some shot in that.
Right. So, what are the
Tazanish, the Stapler,
how are they
going to
understand?
They'll say like the Torah Shlomim, and they'll apply it, like Rabbi Tuchman said, to not only your wife, but even to someone else.
But Nagiyah Shlomim Derechiba, saying that it's Aser and Nisar Deraisa, is Kenegat Derechiba. Unless you say like
Torah Shlomim, right? So, but maybe you could say that like the Torah Shlomim, but not totally like the Torah Shlomim. Like Rabbi Tuchman says, you could say an opposite Svara.
How would they be miyashiv the minig olam that a shach brings down to have a man be a doctor for a woman? How would they say it's not? You can't do that.
So they would say in a chadami, it's wrong.
The relation wouldn't allow a man to be a doctor for a woman?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Rabbi Tendler such a thing. You know, what did Rabbi Moshe say? I'm sure he discussed it with him over the years. But there you could say maybe there's, you know, with umnus, you know, in a professional setting, maybe that's different. You know, yeah, that type of idea. Okay, so these so this is the discussion here of Negiah Barayas. Okay, so I don't know if you want, we could do. I don't. What do you think? Do you want to do Yichud Barayas now, or what do you say? Or should we just go on to? To, you know, the next packet. No, what does everyone? You'll let Ben Katz know, and then Ben Katz will let me know. Okay. Okay, Rebbe. So, Barak Beina, today, Sani, Spitzer, Yitzchak White, Ephraim Moretzky, and Ben Katz, and. MZ, Winter, and Josh Blau, and Nathan Bauer, and Mayor Kesselman, and Harav, Ezra Hagler. Okay, should all be well. Hold it.
Thank you, Eddie.